Steve and Jill here.
Happy Friday.
Welcome to the Land Academy Show, entertaining land investment talk. I'm Stephen Jack Butella.
And I'm Jill DeWitt, broadcasting from sunny Southern California.
Today, Jill and I talk about how you should separate yourself from the less motivated during times like these.
I have to say, I want to point out what's going on behind us. In case you didn't notice, I just watched a mom and two kids packed with their lunch packed, going, you know what? We're going to go spend the day on the beach. Look at that guy walking by there. You see bicyclists. You know, I'm really happy. This doesn't have to be shut into your home and not breathe fresh air, by the way. If you're shut in your home and you're not getting out and having some fresh air, I'm going to argue that's worse for your health and everything going on. So
yeah, this is not the time to gain 20 pounds or explore new brands of alcohol.
Wait a minute. Does that mean we can't still do our vodka tasting layer we have planned tonight?
I think that if you're done with all your work.
Okay, thank you.
I sound like your father again. If you're done with all your work, your grades are good, you're happy with your revenue.
Right.
You can have some teachers fun. Aren't mad at you. Your wife's not mad at you. I think you should explore that. Try to find the bottom of the bottle of scotch. I play that game often by myself.
Okay. But that's true. Yeah, day drinking.
No.
Yeah, maybe not. Okay. Still save that for Sunday brunch. What? You think I'm kidding?
No, I don't. Okay. I know you, Joe.
Yeah.
It just cracks me up, the stuff that you say on the show instead of, you know,
it's like between us. Not every day.
Before we get into it, let's take a question posted by one of our members on the landinvestors.com online community. It's free.
Weston wrote, I have an approved purchase agreement from a seller through direct mail. Yay! In going through the due diligence and researching the deed, I came across this situation. It's a warranty deed. The grantor, Mr. and Mrs. Smith, his wife, as joint tenants with rights of survivorship. Awesome. Properties in the state of Florida. Cool. Property was not a primary residence for them. Cool. 4, I'm unsure of the state that they lived in upon their death.
Oh, they're dead.
And the son, Bradley, currently has residence in California.
It's a puzzle.
So both members have since passed, and their son, Brad Smith, whom my mailer was addressed, has agreed to sell the property to me. Does the term joint tenants with rights of survivorship apply to the two individuals on the deed or to the next of kin as well? I plan to self-close this property, would be sold... As this property would be sold between the $5,000 to $6,000 with current market conditions as of recent events. So it sounds like it's probably a buy for $1,000, sell for $5,000 or $6,000. Any help would be much appreciated in taking the correct steps to ensure that their son Brad has the authority to sell or transfer the deeded title of the property. Boy, I sure wish they put Brad on there years ago. You know, it's kind of funny when I have this, whenever I'm talking to people and sellers, and they're of a certain age, I actually tell them, I'm like, hey, even if you're not, you know, I know you're not selling to me, but Mrs. Smith, please promise me you'll update your deed, you know, because you're our 98, and make sure that it's easy for the kids to take ownership, because it's not always.
Here's the deal, and it's a massive misconception. In our country, because everybody thinks of this, my mom and dad died. I have a signed will in my hand, and it says they're giving me everything. And I don't have any brothers and sisters, so I get everything. And I own the property, which is absolutely true with the VCR and all the furniture.
Mom's ring, maybe.
And even cars.
Yeah.
There's a real mom's rings and cars. And even with stocks and stuff, stocks and bonds, there's a process to go through. I personally, unfortunately, had to go through all this and undo it. So I'm a personal experience on the right and wrong way to do this. With real estate, it just doesn't work that way. So you have to have the deed, the conveyance deed, executed by the people who are actually on the deed. It can't be an heir without going through a bunch of stuff.
And an attorney.
So
usually.
If John and Judy Smith, which is actually their name here, own a property with joint tenants with rights of survivorship, and Son Smith thinks he owns the property, Brad is his name, he can't convey that property.
Right. He can't just sign away with the will.
That's right.
Unfortunately.
And so this is a huge deal. It's a huge, again, it's not a good thing, but it's a huge sales opportunity. So Jill's very well versed, and so am I to some extent, in solving this problem with sellers. And it can be a huge opportunity to buy a property really inexpensively, way less than it's worth, because you got to legally undo this. In California, for instance, there's an affidavit of heirship that you can file with property as long as it's uncontested, and there's a bunch of rules, and you can undo it pretty quickly if you know what you're doing. In Arizona, you have to go back into probate. So our database is packed full of literally thousands and thousands of transactions that are sitting there that are great deals. Yeah. And the person on the other end of the phone is ready to sell it. And it's exactly the situation, but they don't own it. And the cost of us to undo it, in Arizona specifically, if it was in California, it'd be a done deal. We'd already done the deal. Right. In Arizona, the cost of us to do it is too expensive. So in Florida, I can honestly say I have no idea how to undo this. It's just not a state that I'm familiar with. And hopefully you did the right thing by putting it in land investors, because we have a lot of people who buy and sell real estate in Florida.
But I bet by now there's six answers in there from people who have done it in Florida.
But the takeaway from this, if you're a land or a property investor in general, is that property doesn't convey just because you die. The deal with joint tenants with the rights of survivorship, that was all set up if one of the people die.
Right.
So if John dies, that second he dies, without doing anything, Judy owns the property 100%.
Right. And Judy can sign, and that's it. Game over.
What they should have done, and people, you know, make this mistake all the time, is that all three of them should have owned it as joint tenants.
That's where they dropped the ball, unfortunately. They should have put their kid on there.
And he would have been able to sign it away.
That's what I was going to say. That's how I kind of coach people. I'm like, just promise me, you know, but that if you're going to hang on to this property until you pass, please make it easy for the kids. And I hope that I get that message through to people, because I'm sure they think that, oh, I have a will. She doesn't know what she's talking about. Yeah, I kind of do, unfortunately, because I've been there.
Hey, even if you have a mortgage, this is good for, this is becoming an estate planning thing, but.
Yeah, sorry.
It's actually, no, it's not you at all. It's just, even if you have a mortgage, did you know that you can convey property? So if I have a mortgage, a house and a mortgage, and my mortgage is 200 grand, my house is worth 300,000, I'm the one who's on the deed. I can convey that deed to Jill. Jill and I aren't married, so I can convey that deed. Now she owns the house, but I pay the mortgage. So there's a personal guarantee that's, with all mortgage documents that I've ever seen. So now I'm responsible for paying the mortgage, but I don't own the house at all.
It's a good deal.
It's very possible. So my point in saying this is that if Jill, let's say a more likely scenario is Jill and I are married, we own a house together with joint tenants rights or survivorship, we have a mortgage together, it's all tied up into one big marital freaking mess, like most marriages. But
thanks.
Jill and I could say, we have three kids, which we do, and we could convey the property with joint tenants to all three of our kids. Mm-hmm. And so if we pass away together, the kids own the house. Mm-hmm. And they're going to have to deal with that. The mortgage isn't actually going to be tied to that asset, too. So they're going to have to deal with that, too. But it's still, let's say, again, if it's $200,000 mortgage, $300,000 house, they theoretically have $100,000 of equity in it. Jill just spaced out. Did you see that?
I did.
She's like, what is he talking about?
Carry the two.
Makes sense to me. Like,
that's what happened.
Well, for the three of you who are listening and watching and who thought that was useful, you're welcome.
The rest of you, I gotcha. I today's feel your pain.
Today's topic, separate yourself from the less motivated. This is the meat of the show. This is a nice title for me to say, you know, and I don't even know if you can say this socially acceptable anymore, but there's these times like these separate the men from the boys or the women from the girls. I don't know how you say it, but you know what I mean.
I do.
You don't want to be the person that breaks down in a ball of tears when this kind of stuff goes on. You want to be Wonder Woman in this scenario.
Just because right now there's industries with the huge layoffs, like travel, you know, and all that. Just because your place is closed and now you got all this, your home, doesn't mean to, you know, I'm seeing people cleaning house and doing silly things. I'm like, no, think about what you could be doing that's positive. You know, even if it's nothing more than helping your kids master fourth grade and start getting into fifth grade. Like, you know what we're doing great. Personally? I have, I ordered SAT books for our kid. So guess what? You're not going to kill it with all the assignments you have. We're going to get a head start in your SATs and your ACTs, and we're going to be ready for them the minute we can go take those tests.
If this is all it takes to crush your spirit and make you not see this as an opportunity, this is land, real estate investing is not for you anyway.
Right.
So I have a great friend who's a lifelong friend who's the CEO of Kitchell. He's either the CEO or the
COO. Big VP.
He's one or two slot. And you know, I've known him through all these recessions, and during the last one he said, you know, every single commercial contractor, I mean, we lost them all. He's like, there were us and three other people were left at the end of the last recession because we actually know what we're doing. So it just cleaned itself out.
Yeah.
So am I being uncompassionate here? No. I'm just saying, whatever it takes, be the guy that's strong. Be the person that's on top. Not the guy, the person. And forge through this. Stay the course. How many cliches can I use in one phrase?
Wasn't going to say anything. That's good.
This is not.
The glass is half full. Throw that in there.
You have tons and tons of positive options. Now is the time to thrive. Now is the time to find investors or people that really see the value in cheap real estate, undervalued real estate like you do.
Right.
And appreciate, you know, your talent for sending out mail and negotiating deals.
I would align myself with those people too. There's some people that are going to be, there's always the Debbie Downers. You know, I would not hang out with those people.
Yeah.
You know, I'd really get a good team together. And that's one of the beautiful things about Land Academy in our community. We have a huge group of people right here that are not stopping doing deals. Now's the time to partner up and take down more deals.
So how do you find them? The first way to find them is within our group. The second way to find them, if you're very geography based, and most of us are, is that they already own a ton of real estate in the market that you're in. You're already downloading the data to do a mailer. You can see that if somebody's LLC or their naming conventions for their LLC all line up and they own 22 houses in that market or 200 pieces of property in the county where you're mailing, you want to track that person down. You have the time now. You theoretically have more time. Find it, develop it. And on yesterday's show, I gave you a perfect, I think it was yesterday or 2 days ago, I gave you a perfect sales pitch about it. Mm-hmm. Hey, John, I own a house, just bought a house down the street. I paid less than you paid. I'm just checking it out, see if you want it.
How about commercial brokers or something like that? Like I would be, you know, aligning myself with people that I've worked with in the past and said, all right, we're gonna kill it now. You doing business? Heck yeah, what do you got? Well, what do you need? That's one of the things that we are doing too.
That's another thing. If you're a marginally talented real estate agent, you're not gonna be a real estate agent at the end of this.
Yeah.
If you're a great real estate agent, all the competition is gonna be gone by the time this thing's done.
That's true.
Is that a terrible thing to say?
I know.
It's not a terrible thing to say.
No.
You know, Jill might phrase it a little bit more differently, but I don't have a problem. It's like sports. I mean, do you think Michael Jordan walks around saying, I hope I didn't hurt the defenseman's feelings by scoring on him just then?
Yeah.
I don't think that happens.
Good point. Yeah, we're all going to back off.
maybe I'm a little too good at playing basketball. I'm not going to, I'm going to lighten up a little bit. I'm going to have some compassion for these people who don't play basketball as well as I do.
That's funny. That's good. I think we got that.
So do I.
All right. Happy you could join us today. Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we're right here on the Land Academy Show. Tuesdays and Thursdays, you can catch us on the House Academy Show.
Next week, join us on the Land Academy Show for another interesting episode. You are not alone in your real estate ambition. I don't get the hate for having an opinion on this show like I used to when we started.
That's because people can't call in and give it to you right now.
Or maybe they don't. maybe we lost all those people as listeners anyway. And the ones that are like, yeah, guy's probably right, are just the ones that are left.
Do you know get what? Any hate?
I haven't, like, honestly, when we started this show,
I do got sometimes.
So much hate.
I do sometimes. Not that much, really, though. But you know what? I just see it as tough love. I'm open to people's real and sincere comments. And obviously, we are happily sharing our real and sincere comments.
Why? Because we want you to win. I want, Jill and I don't do this, you know, we don't make any money doing this. I want you to win.
It needs to be said.
I want you to come out on top on this.
You might be mad at me for kicking you and saying, get off the couch, knock it off, do this, do that, take a shower, and whatever. Seriously.
Yeah, take a shower.
But seriously, but you know what? At the end, you're going to go, thank you, because I was right. Because we were right.
In the back of my head, I keep thinking, because we've hit, Jill and I have been doing this now for 5+ years, the Land Academy, the House Academy thing. And you know how people, you know, every week we get one or two emails that say something like this. I just want to thank you guys. You have no idea. I've been a member for whatever. Sometimes it's even non-members. I want to let you know, we're killing it now. We make X, Y, Z. My wife just quit her job a year after I did. They, some great success story.
Exactly.
Under the guise of, you don't know who we are, and you know, and you never will. It's just thank you.
Exactly.
So when I think this thing that we're going through, this virus thing, is going to produce some amazing success stories.
I agree. The Land Academy show remains commercial free for you, our loyal listeners. So wherever you're watching, wherever you're listening, please subscribe and rate us there.
We are Steve and Jill. Information
and inspiration
to buy undervalued property.